1, 2, 3.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help. Along with questions about your health, we always want to hear your on-air personal success story. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope, and hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health, 888-283-7272, or send me an email. I'll kick this show off and go with Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Fine, Dr. Asa. Dr. Asa, you're my hero. I have to tell you that. I love your show.
Thanks, man. What's going on? It's great to talk to you.
I got three simple questions for you. A little bit about me. I'm a 70s child. I grew up smoking a lot of pot as a kid, so I've had a lot of memory problems, and I contributed to that. I really think it was that. But I'd like to know the difference between DHEA and DHA, and also you talk about the cod liver oil a lot. Well, I buy fish oil, omega-3. What's the difference?
Okay.
And am I taking too much vitamin A? You were talking about 40,000 IUs for that lady earlier, and I thought you wouldn't supposed to take more than 15.
No, if you're taking a tablespoon of cod liver oil, you're fine. And, you know, that contains about 30 to 40,000 units. International units are called IUs. You know, per day with that, and that's fine. I mean, it's great for your immune system. It's great for your eye health. It's great for so many different things in the body. But DHEA is actually a component that works along with testosterone, and it actually in the body can help facilitate testosterone, male hormones, and it can increase bone density. It's good for women. A lot of times women, their DHEA levels can get low, and that can cause a decrease in bone density as well. But DHEA is important. It's an important androgenic hormone that's in the body that is important for keeping our testosterone levels as guys maintained. And in women, it does the same thing. It's still, but of course, they don't have as much as we do, and they don't need to. But it's still important. If your DHEA gets low, your energy levels can get low. The DHEA levels help strengthen your body's adrenal glands, which are your body's stress glands as well. Now, that's completely different on a complete different mechanism is DHA. DHA is a component, along with EPA, of any type of fish oil. It's an omega-3 fatty acid. And both of those together make up the ratios in cod liver oil. And you want to keep your DHA and your EPA right around the same. They can be, the DHA sometimes is a little bit more, maybe 400 to 300, something like that. But you want to keep those right around the same numbers. And that's why I like cod liver oil. If you get a good brand of cod liver oil and you get a good, someone that makes it very well, then you're going to get a good mix of the DHA and the EPA. And that's what's going to keep your omega-3 fatty acids where they need to be. And of course, that's going to help all the different hormone systems throughout your body, function better. Now, you can go with a regular fish oil over cod liver oil. I'm just not a big fan. Cod liver oil is as natural as it can come. It's in its natural state. It's not processed from, you know, different sources. Usually cod liver oil, when you get it from a certain company, they get it from one source, and it's, you know, obviously it's cod liver oil. So it is what it is. It's naturally occurring, and there's nothing added to it or taken away. And I'm a big fan of that. Keeping things in the state that they're originally made in is going to be the best for your overall health. So I hope that that helps. But yeah, I mean, there's several different things with fish oil, and there's a lot of different talk about doing the gel caps. And if you listen to me long enough, you'll know that I'm not a big fan of those, because the gel caps, they turn rancid. They can turn into a trans fatty acid the way they process them. And you don't want to put that in your body. You want to make sure that the oil itself is the best source, and that's what you're getting on a regular basis. That's what's going to make the biggest transformation in your body. Thanks for that call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Roy. Hi, Roy. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Roy. Hi, Dr. Asa. This is Roy.
Good to talk with you, Roy.
I've got some issues I'd like to discuss with you. I'm sitting at 76, and I've got glaucoma and high cholesterol. I'd like to hear from you on them.
Okay, so you've got glaucoma and high cholesterol. What has your cholesterol numbers been running? Do you know?
Well, I'm just looking at. I was to the doc on 728, and it was running at 268, but my ratio is pretty good. My ratio between HDL and LDL is running at 3.4.
Okay. So do they put you on anything? Do they put you on a statin or anything like that?
No, they're trying to, and I'm resisting it.
Okay. I think that's smart that you hold off just a little bit longer. What, you know, because you're kind of at that borderline. 190 to 220 is a really good number. So if we can get that down into the low 200s somewhere, then you'll be a happy guy. And your liver will be happy because it'll be functioning better. And then, of course, your arteries and things. So let's talk about that and what it's going to take to do that. Now, changing your diet is going to be a big deal. You know, food's the greatest drug we have, and I say that often because it is. You know, by the things we put inside of our body, that's what's going to transform our body. And we have to make sure we're putting the right kinds of foods in. So I would encourage you to start following the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's going to lay out easy things for you to follow, easy things for you to eat, and it's pretty simple. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then good healthy fats. It balances it out 33, 33, and 33, so you're getting a little bit of everything that you need that gives the body what it needs so it can function in the best way possible. So that's a great starting point. Cod liver oil, a tablespoon a day for your omega-3 fats. But some of the best things you can do for cholesterol are to eat eggs every day. Eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have. Matter of fact, in the egg yolk itself, you have two components. You have choline and lecithin. Both of those are what will... Now, glaucoma, what I would do, I would continue doing all of that, but I would increase a little bit more of what's called lutein. Lutein you can pick up at your health food store. Lutein does great with glaucoma. Great studies out on that. Keep your vitamin D levels up, too. Get a blood test done. Make sure your numbers on vitamin D are hanging between 70 and 90. Thanks for the call. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. You can check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, guess what? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. It's all about making radical changes in our lives and with our health. If you make the radical changes, you can get the radical results that you're looking for, but you have to take responsibility for your health and your life. And that's what we're here to do each and every night, 888-283-7272.
America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Live home. healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Hours we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on your program right now. 888-283-7272, or send me an email. Kick this segment off and go with Tricia. Hi, Tricia. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi there. First, I have a wonderful testimony, I guess, when you say radical changes. It was like 20 years ago I made some radical changes because I had a cancerous tumor of the parotid gland. And I went and saw a wonderful doctor. He put me on IVs for 5 weeks with nutrients and a variety of things to build my immune system. And little by little, the tumor shrunk a little bit, but is not metastasized in 20 years. They said it's calcified, but you know, I understand that obviously certain ones do metastasize more than others, but in the meantime, for like 10 years, I ate really well. I did really well, and little by little, I just started going backwards. But I was very, very tired and never could find out why. Well, then they found I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Mm-hmm. And I fight food allergies terribly. And my main problem is being tired, and I want to know how to build my immune system so that I can not maybe even have the food allergies or not, you know, constantly battle it where I just don't know what to eat. I did have your book like a week ago. I read your book probably 2 weeks ago. And a week ago I started back on a better diet, and within the 1 week I've taken myself off of blood pressure medication. They put me on only because I had the allergies. And when I have the allergies, obviously I swell up, and then your body automatically, the blood pressure would go up. Yeah. And I obviously don't need the blood pressure medication, so that obviously was making me very tired also.
That's right.
So how can I, through the Hashimoto's also, I have a pigmentation loss, and I don't know if that's the autoimmune system kicking in and eating the pigment. I don't know, because one doctor told me it was just a fungus of the skin, put some cream on, it'll go away in 6 weeks. Well, it's been 4 years, and it obviously is not going away. So I was told that was part of the Hashimoto's.
What were your TPO antibodies on the blood test? Do you remember? Did they tell you what the TPO antibodies? Does that ring a bell?
No, I don't know.
What about your TSH?
At the time, because they put me on Synthroid, right now it's fine. You know, it comes out to a normal level, but I don't know.
It does, okay. That's with Synthroid, right?
I was on Armour Thyroid. That was the one doctor recommended Armour, but they said Armour was good for natural, but because of Hashimoto's, it would eat at it because it's something natural. I'm not a doctor, so explain it the way I know. It's okay.
Now that you're getting some good information. I think when you're dealing with Hashimoto's, there's several things that we have to do. The first thing I always look at, because Hashimoto's tends to be the autoimmune process, and it's the body feeding on its thyroid gland. There's a couple things you'll want to do. I would figure out exactly which of the T helper cells are feeding on the body, because once you pinpoint that, then you're able to slow the process down. So there's the T1, TH helper cell 1, and the T2 helper cells. And you want to figure out which one of those is attacking the body. And the way to do that, there's a simple little test that you can do at home to figure out what that is. And one is you'll drink regular green tea. That's green tea out of the tea bag. You'll want to just, you can drink 3, 4, 5, even 6 cups a day and see if you feel better. If you notice that you feel better, then it's actually the T1 helper cells that are being affected. Now, if you feel worse, then it's going to be the T2 helper cells. Now, the other thing is you do echinacea tea, and the same thing will happen. If you drink a lot of echinacea tea, then you feel better as the T2. So it's the same type system. So that'll help you figure out exactly which of the T helper cells are really affecting the body. But Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a real challenge, and it's inflammation, obviously. It's also autoimmune. It has autoimmune properties. So things you want to do to help support the body, support the thyroid, several things. You want to make sure that on a regular basis you eat plenty of green of the cruciferous vegetables. And these are the cabbage family, such as Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli. Strawberries are really good as far as a fruit goes because it can help regulate thyroid function. You also want to look into taking coconut oil, 3 to 4 tablespoons per day. That helps support the body. It supports the thyroid gland, L-tyrosine, 3,000 milligrams per day. And with Hashimoto's, and I would talk to your physician about this, with Synthroid, it can actually enhance Synthroid rather than hurting it or causing some kind of contraindication in the body. But organic iodine makes a big difference with Hashimoto's. And seeing really good results with it, you want to keep the dosage very low. Women only need about 150 micrograms per day. But the average Japanese person takes in 13 milligrams a day of iodine. And they have one of the lowest obesity rates and the lowest rates of cancer that is out there. So that just makes you think, you know, they're getting plenty of iodine, and they're getting it from a lot of natural sources because in their food supply. But iodine is the number one trace mineral that the thyroid needs. So, and that's just something I would look into for sure. And as far as the diet goes, I would follow, you've got my book, so the anti-inflammatory diet in there is going to be what you want to follow. I would stay away from the grains. I'd stay away from cow's milk, dairy. I would follow the foundational four supplements for sure, the whole food multivitamin, the digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and probiotics, all four of those equally important for your overall health. And that's where I would get started. You know, with Hashimoto's, I think you're on your way. I mean, after having a mass or a tumor and having it reduced, I mean, I think that's phenomenal. It is a great story about how your body can get well. If it can get sick, it can get well. And that's the amazing thing that I think you've even seen in your own life. So congratulations on your journey. We'll be here to help you along the way each and every night. But with Hashimoto's, those are some of the things I would get started with, and then we can move on from there. Okay, thanks for the call. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you can also send me an email. Shoot me a short and to-the-point email. I'll do my best put it on the show and respond to you in a timely manner. Remember, you don't have to be your genetics. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope to get your health back.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, Lisa Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. You can also go online and send a short and easy-to-read email. I'll do my best to make it part of the show. Empowering your health, empowering your life. That's what this show is all about. Kick this segment off and go with Tony. Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes. I've been getting food poisoning and other things like that have been irritate my intestines down around my belly button down there.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is I just vomit 4, 5, 6, 7 times, and then I end up going to the emergency room, and they give me like a nausea pill or something like that. But
you speak up just a little bit for me, Tony.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what I can do to strengthen either my stomach or my intestines to be able to handle digesting food, and I keep getting sick all the time from it.
So it's nausea that you're getting. Are you getting any reflux at all? Does it feel like acid reflux, or does it just go straight to nausea and vomiting?
Yes, nausea, pain, and then vomiting only.
And you've been to the emergency room. Has any doctor been able to pinpoint what's going on? When you tell them, you know, what's happening, do they just tell you that, here, take this nausea pill and that's it?
Yeah, that's it. And they do the blood test, but everything looks normal on the blood test.
So they just don't know what. Okay, there's a test that I would do, and it's looking to see if you're producing enough stomach acid or too much. You might be producing too much stomach acid. Might be one of the reasons that you're feeling this way. There's two things I would do actually. That one, I would, next time you eat a meal, I would add in some apple cider vinegar. A lot of times when you get chronic nausea and that's combined with vomiting, a lot of times you have too much acid in the stomach. And what I would do is do 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar with your meal. See if it makes it burn worse, or, you know, if it makes the nausea worse, if there's like a burning, or if there's more nausea, or if it gets better. My thought is it's going to get worse. Now, I'm not trying to make you worse. We're just trying to figure out a couple of things that will lead us in the right direction. Little self-tests at home that are very helpful. So that's one thing that I would do. If it does burn worse, then what you need to do is go get some pH paper from your local health food store, and then you want to check it. And there's different ranges between, well, it's really 1 to 14, but the numbers that are going to show up on that, on the range in that paper, is about 5.0 to about 8.5. Now, the middle range is between 6.8 and 7.2. That's where you want to stay. And if you're more down toward lower than 7, then your body is more on the acidic side. If you're above 7, it's more on the alkaline side. And you want to keep it right there in the middle. And so by doing that, you'll be able to see if you're more acidic, that's going to cause you to have more nausea and to throw up and that sort of thing. The way that it needs to be, I think that you might have that issue taken care of, especially since your physicians really are just running the blood test and not doing any other research on that. So let's get started with that. More than the nausea pill, there's a natural way to handle nausea while you're going through this process. And you can add this tincture to that solution in the super cleanse that won't interfere, but it's called ginger extract, and it's an actual tincture of ginger root, and that makes a big difference with overall nausea. Okay, thanks for the call, my friend. Questions about your health, phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Hi. My name is Mike Jockovich. I live down by Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Anyway, the question that I have is that I'm a 56-year-old male. Okay, in the last year or so, I would say it started to, I start losing my pizzazz for sex, keeping my libido up, keeping my, keeping it up and so forth.
Right.
And losing interest in the sex itself with my wife. You know, I've been married for 37 years. All right, now I'm just wondering if there's anything that, could I be having a low hormone, male hormones in my body, and could I be going through something that way here? And another problem I have, it's like a two-part thing, that there. And then the other thing is I drive truck for a living. Okay, I'm out on the road, so my food, eating habits aren't the greatest out here on the highway, as you can probably understand. The second one is I get a lot of pains and aches in my joints, in my knees. I have problems with when I lay down. Even, you know, they'll be aching, and that sometimes it'll take me an hour to go to sleep because they ache so bad. I'm just wondering if it's the inflammation in my body that's causing that, or also with my sex drive, could that be causing by the inflammation in my body, or what could be some of the problems, or something that I can do in order to maybe help do that without having to take maybe a Viagra or something like this here in order to help stimulate my sex drive?
Are you overweight at all, Mike?
No, I might be maybe 10 pounds. I'm 6'2". I weigh about 225 pounds.
No, that's not bad.
I have a little bit of a pouch. I have a little bit of a pouch, but nothing major,
sure,
per se.
How's your exercise routine? Do you exercise at all? Since you drive a lot, you're sitting a lot, right?
That's correct, yes. Exercise, well, I try to get out and walk at least 15 minutes once or twice a day if possible. You know, a lot of days I don't get that, but I try to, I'll put it that way, at least two or three times a week. I forgot to add in that I am on blood pressure medication here, which started here this summer. You know, I do take for high blood pressure. I just found out that I had high blood pressure, so I am on high blood pressure medication. But the lipidia problem has been going on for over a year, though.
The libido issue has been going on over a year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what has your blood pressure been running?
Now it's in the normal range with the medication. It's probably running anywhere between 135 over 84, over 83, over 84, right around there.
Okay. Well, a couple of good, I mean, this is all kind of tied together for sure, but, you know, as far as the exercise go, that's going to be a big deal. I would do 6 days a week, Mike. And, you know, if you're driving a truck every day, you know, the 2 15-minute little stops and walks, that's great. You know, pull over at a truck stop, get out and walk around the truck stop as many times as you can in 15 minutes. Do that, or you pull off into a Walmart parking lot off of the interstate somewhere, and they're really great about truckers, as you know. They open up their parking lots toward the far end, and they welcome that. So it's a great thing for you to do. Those parking lots are always huge, and it'll be a good place for you to get some exercise in. That's going to be important because the vascular portion, the blood flow that goes to the penis is really important, and if you don't have good cardiovascular flow in through the body, meaning if you sit a lot, if you're sedentary, it can cause issues with, you know, with erections and erectile dysfunction and all of that. Now, of course, don't forget the mind plays a big role in sex as well. So it's not just physiology. I would look for possible ways for you to connect with your wife. And with guys, yeah, we're visually stimulated, and yes, you know, there's other areas, but you know, our mind, you know, is there as well, and it's one of the major, you know, I guess the major organs, if you will, that are important in sex. So that's just something you want to think about, and maybe want to examine yourself with your wife, figure out kind of where you guys are, and what maybe you could improve in that area. Maybe your communication needs to get better. Maybe she's not affirming you in ways that you need, because guys' number one need is respect. Women's number one need is love and security. So if that little circle and that little loop is not where it needs to be, then it can cause some breakdown, and especially breakdown in the bedroom. Now, if you've had these issues for over a year and you're just now getting put on blood pressure medication as of this summer, anytime your blood pressure is running high for a long period of time, it can cause issues with erectile dysfunction. So that's the good news. There's probably some physiology involved that's causing some of this. Now, some remedy for that, there's a combination formula that works for blood pressure, and ironically, they use the same formula for erectile dysfunction. Why? Because when you lower the blood pressure in the body, the erections get better in a man. Just bottom line. So the combination formula is L-arginine and L-citrulline. Both of those are amino acids. And then potassium iodide, about 99 milligrams of that. Take the dose of that twice a day, and it helps tremendously. It increases what's called nitrous oxide within the body, and it just helps major issues when it comes to erectile dysfunction. So that's one thing I would do for sure. The exercise is going to be important for you as well, because you have to get good vascular flow, and increasing your cardiovascular activity will be important. Now, I would have your testosterone levels checked, and you said, is it a hormone issue? It can be. You want to make sure your testosterone levels are hanging between 450 and 550 on a blood test. You want to take plenty of zinc, 80 to 100 milligrams of zinc every single day. It helps keep your testosterone level up and keep your dietary fats to about 33%. Follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It lays out all of those guidelines that will get your testosterone level where it needs to be. Thanks for the call, my friend. 888-283-7272.
Okay. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, you can call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. Our scripture for the day comes from Psalm chapter 42, verse 5 and 6. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God." It's always good. Make sure to put God first in your life. Watch what He'll do. He's the great physician. He'll always do things that will blow you away, take you to the next level of where you need to be. Let's go to Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Dr. Asa, I've had several problems. I got a chemical poisoning 8 years ago. And I was on cortisone and prednisone for a year and a half. It caused a lot of problems to my body, but I got through that. The last year, I've had a total knee replacement, and then I had a pre-malignant polyp in October. I went through a terrible divorce, had a nervous breakdown, got through all of that. But about 6 months ago, I started having trouble with my stomach. I'm a diabetic, and I also have fibromyalgia. I went to my doctor, and I told her this problem I was having, and she put me on Nexium. And that didn't help. It continued. I started trying to be careful what I ate. Then I started about 2 months ago, I started having a little bit more problem with diarrhea and some of the problem I had before when I had the malignant polyp. So I went back to my doctor. He did the colonoscopy, and it was fine. It turned out good. And I was still sick. I get up, and I feel like I have morning sickness, nausea in the morning like you're pregnant. And then my stomach is real sore and hurts, and I got to having I went back, and after I had that test done, and he said, "It sounds like your gallbladder." Well, my gallbladder was taken out 5 or 6 years ago, so he said maybe you have sludge in your bile ducts. So last week I went in and I had a MRI done and got the results today. There's no sludge in my bile ducts. But yesterday I couldn't, I went to church, I came back, I got up really sick yesterday morning. I can't vomit, but I feel like I'm going to. After I eat, I start hurting a lot like I did when I had the gallbladder problems. Not always, but sometimes I do. The top part of my stomach is hurting now, as well as the lower part. My doctor said that maybe something in the rib cage, maybe due to the fibromyalgia, might be causing it. So I'm going back in Thursday, and I don't know what he's going to do from there. I just don't have a clue what it could be, because it's still something. It was so bad yesterday, I couldn't lay on my stomach or my side hurt. And, you know, I'm really careful about what I eat. I don't try to eat spicy foods or anything. I don't really think it's an ulcer, but I just don't. What do you think? It's been going on for 6 months now.
Well, there's several. It's been going on for 6 months now, and they're saying, I mean, everything's clear with your gallbladder right now, right?
I have no gallbladder. Plus, they checked the bile duct.
Oh, they removed it.
Yeah, it was
but
taken
the
out.
The bile duct's clear.
Yes, they were clear. They were checked last week. Last Friday, I had an MRI, and it was clear.
And the bile ducts were clear. Okay, I'm with you. Well, if you've got the pain in the stomach, do you have pain every time you eat?
No.
Do you notice it?
I wake up every morning and I'm sick. I feel so sick at my stomach, but I don't vomit. Then sometimes I can eat and it'll get a little bit better. And yesterday, it hurt so bad and was sore, and it's just like it's swollen. My stomach is swollen sometimes. And at one time, my right side was hurting a lot, but yesterday I noticed it was the very top of my stomach, right where the rib cage part is, that was hurting. And my doctor told me one time before that maybe the fibromyalgia, it could have something to do with that. I don't know if that, you know, I don't know a lot about that because that's just something I was newly diagnosed with like a year ago.
Sure. Well, fibromyalgia is, Elaine, really more than anything, it's just inflammation in the body, and it's just a blanket diagnosis for that. And so I would just encourage you, you know, basically to do this. I would start by doing almost a cleanse, and it's called the Super Cleanse, and it's in my book, Empowering Your Health. It's real simple because what it's going to do is just help clear out any potential yeast-related issues, bacterial or even fungal, that could be resting in your digestive tract. Once you clear out the digestive tract, you start clearing out everything within the body. It's like cleaning house. And by doing that, that's one of the better things you can do. And I encourage you to do that. It's real simple. You'll take about a 10 to 12 ounce glass of purified water, put 2 tablespoons of organic maple syrup, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and squeeze half a lemon. And that, you'll do 10 to 12 glasses of that a day. Sip on it every 15 minutes. And as you do that, you'll do that for 3 to 4 days. That'll clear out your digestive tract. Then see how your body responds from that point. I would start on the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book. Get started with that. It's real simple, easy to follow. The nausea in the morning a lot of times can come from a buildup of excess yeast, and that's the route that I would go first, and then we can move on to a different place if we need to. You can always call me here on the show or email me. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.